What's going on, people? What's good? This is your man, Black Seas. This is Our World, Our Time, mini episode 3, Kentucky Derby. We gonna talk about the Kentucky Derby. You know what I mean? I'm gonna go back and pull up some more of the older stuff. Right now, I'm just jumping on the more recent stuff because it's at my fingertips. That's how we do. But we're going to talk about the Kentucky Derby and the craziness that black people, the very first one out of the 15 riders, 13 of them was black. Bam. Crazy. Just in case you ain't know, you know now. This is how we get down, man. Black history. Every day, black history is all over the place. It's everywhere. It's some good stuff. It ain't always got to be, you know what I'm saying, about slaves and the struggle in the morning and all that. You know what I'm saying? Leave that for Amazon. Let Amazon Prime lock it down. Hey, I feel like a black thing got to have a thing, you know what I mean? Like, everybody got to have a black thing. Like, Amazon Prime is just like, yo, we take the struggle of the slavery time. We got that. And then BET or Viacom got that old ignorant strippers and ballers and all that Navy out here just tripping and whatever, you know. That's, you know, everybody got their thing, you know. Just, it's crazy like that, you know. And then you got like Netflix does the hip hop type joints. They want to get their hip hop game up. Where, you know, it's everybody got something. Disney Plus. I don't know what Disney Plus has, but Wakanda forever. Anyway, this is about the Kentucky Derby and the legacy of, like, how it was and all that. None of them stories, like, when I do these things for the radio joint, I don't try to get in too deep of a detail because I still got to get the show going. So if it seems like I'm just saying some stuff and I'm not giving the whole picture, I usually say it on the show, and I'm going to say it right here, too. Do your research. Look it up. Google it, like Shaq say. And everything will be cool. This episode, the Kentucky Derby. Boom. And hope y'all enjoy it. Get at me through social media. Email me. If you want to listen to the actual show at any point, live or whatever, again, just Google and I'm there. I ain't got time to really be giving out information or whatever all the time. Sometimes I just want to, like, piece all this stuff together and just give it to the world. You know what I'm saying? I just want to bake the cake and give it to y'all, man. I don't really want to just sit back and be like Rachel Ray and all that. I don't want to be giving y'all the ingredient. Like, and then you put a little, just boom. Just let y'all dine on this right here, man. Food for thought. You know what I'm saying? Thirst for knowledge. I just want to hand y'all a plate. You know what I mean? Alright, hope y'all enjoy this. Episode 3. The Kentucky Derby. Blah, 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 blah. We ain't even editing that. The Kentucky Derby. Let's go. Yes, 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 and you know how we do, man. Live at the Oasis. Hey, I got caught up in all that. Woo! I didn't get noticed anybody. I don't, you know, whatever, man. Don't hate. Don't be out here tripping and like, yo, he racist because he said. You don't even know what they, I don't know what nobody's saying when they start speaking that form and joint. You just riding with it. You're like, word. I done played some French joints. Y'all know me, man. I just Spanish. I don't be knowing everything. I just like the conviction be there. Like, yo, he's like, like, they can straight up sound like Too Big MC for real. But they, you know what I mean? The way they spit it make you think. Remember Too Big MC? Hey, he went from hype. Hey, and he was the dope hype man for Hammer. Hammer. Heard him, Hammer. I don't know no Hammer rhymes. So it's just like, that was his rhymes now. He'd be like, get him, Hammer.
Tight rider handle. And it was holding in the money. And a minute, minute. Near the hook. It's the hook. It's the hook, the hook. It's the hook. They all had that melody like this. It's the hook. It's the hook. Yeah. It's the hook. It's the hook. Let's go. In a minute, man. In a minute, man. In a minute, hammer.
Hey, I don't know. No hammer rhymes. But don't, y'all know. When y'all stop and start thinking about that, a lot of that joint was that was the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Can't touch this. Doom, 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 doom. That was, the beat just did that different for the hook. Can't touch this. Wait up, wait up. Man up, man up, man up. That's an Angie B. Angie joint. Anyway, that's how he did. Y'all know my mans. Yo, but Hammer was official. Salute to Hammer. Two Big MC was, yeah. That was when you was just putting, you know, he had to legitimize them checks. Like, yeah, make an album. Anyway, what was I saying? I don't know what I was saying. That's what I was saying. Like, yo, don't know languages on joints. Anyway, it's Saturday. Y'all know how we do. We do what we do. And it's that time. Kentucky Derby joint is coming up. So I had to let y'all know. This is realness right here. I wish I had a better breakdown of this beat somewhere, but I don't. So we're gonna do it like this. Take it from the top. Let's take it from the top. Yeah. This moment. Black history. Here's a crazy, weird fact about the Kentucky Derby. You know what I'm saying? The grandest of all these horse races. Yo, like, black jockeys were the joints in there. Like, it was black jockeys. You know what I'm saying? The first race. You know what I'm saying? The first race had 15. 13 of the 15 races in the first joint. That means there's only two of them. Two of them that weren't black. That's right. Because, you know, being slaves, we were the ones taking care of the animals. We were the ones doing this and doing that. So blacks with horses was a natural thing, you know what I mean? Within America. So when the Kentucky Derby joint jumped off, the first joint out of the 15, 13 was brothers. Crazy. They don't even really talk about it like that. Here's another thing that they don't talk about. Isaac Murphy won the first three joints. Had a good career. He was Michael Jordan-ish for the joints. Tiger Woods. Michael Jordan, Magic. He was Bill Russell-ing. He was out there. He was on his Bill Russell the joint. He was on his Bill Russell. You know what I'm saying? Won the first three joints. Boom. Black jockeys was killing the game. As time went on and Jim Crow really started rolling in, it became more and more of a pressure to not have black jockeys. And that became the thing, which is crazy. Because then, so when black people show up, it's like, oh, snap. Yo, nah, this is us again. Beautifulness of history. This is us. We rock this right here. You know what I mean? That's what we do. We did that. We held it down. Google black jockeys, Kentucky Derby and all that, and you will see, yo, we held it down. We was holding it down. Like, black people was out here. I guess they was like Pekingese. Ain't the Pekingese the small joints? Bunch of little Pekingese. Like, yo, black midgets. I'm sorry. Black midgets are funny. Black men. Hey, we saw on Friday and all that bad Santa. The little dude from all that. He's funny. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's the weird, like, monster face dude on with Howard Stern. I don't know what he is, but he's funny too. But I'm just saying, like, small people, you know what I mean? That's your, you know, because we be still, like, having that gangster with it. Can't do nothing but beat your thigh down. We will, you know what I'm saying? Nut punch all day. You know what I mean? But, yo, salute to all the little people out there in the world that don't want to be on TLC. And they like, yo, I just want to have a normal life, man. I don't need you out here rocking out with me. Shout out to all the little people, females. I know that sounds so, the little female, because, you know, you say little chick, maybe like some just roundaway bride who ain't nothing but like 4 foot something coming up through. Nah, we saw them. You know what I mean? Real joints. Salute to y'all. You know what I mean? where all them little midget girls got the big old booty. Just like, big old booty. Just pick them up in their butt cheeks. Just, hey. Anyway, I'm out here putting my joint out there. That's my little fetish right there. Little cute midget girls. Be like, yo. I ain't only seen like 3 midgets in real life, but that's what it is. It's Saturday, man. I felt like confessing, man. It's the sun out. Midgets be at the beach, drowning as soon as they get to the shore with the high wave. Knock them on their butt.
Like, oh, snap, girl, help the midget. Little person.
Whatever. Anyway. Not the ones on TLC, though. A lot of them look like retard. That ain't even the right thing to say either, is it? They don't look right. Some of them, you know what I mean, don't look like, you know, 2 + 2, and they just, you know what I mean? I'm sorry. Let's get back to the music, because somebody going to say something, and I'm going to get canceled. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get an email like, yo, bro, sorry, B. Yo, you said some wild stuff about the wrong people, like, can't say nothing about one group, this group, and definitely not that group. And you be, yo, in the daytime. It's cool at night. In the daytime, you know, people got their kids. Ain't nothing worse than, like, regular-sized kids with their little people parents laughing at that joint. Like, that was kind of funny, Mom. I seen you get knocked down one time at the beach. It is what it is. Let's do what we do, man. Get back to this music.
This is a Soul of Art presentation.